What's up, XCFL? We're bringing you another Crossfire. I'm your host, Grizz. This is the game where we just talk about some topics, you know, just to mix it up. It's like ESPN's little show, Around the Horn. I say that every time in case this is the first time you're listening. If it is, thank you. If it's not your first time, thank you. Introducing first, you know, fighting out of the red corner, I think someone who's probably been on like 10 of these and never won one, I bet. And that's Jared.
Oof. I don't like that intro.
One from last time who had great answers. I think he was like 1 point short. We got Jiggy.
Okay. Sucking up to Jiggy. Okay. He's going to give you tips. Got it.
Dude, he gave me Oway back. You know, we got to ease the tension. Just ease the tension, baby. and then last but not least, I think he was on here under his other handle, Anxiety, but I think it's the first one is Revival. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, boom. Well, you guys know how to roll. Dude, it's kind of cool. So I don't have my computer, so my iPad out, and so I should be able to keep track of who's going first, and I'll just do little tallies with my little pencil. And yeah, I'll send a picture after the show of how ugly my handwriting is and how funny this all looks. But
is Revival actually Anxiety or no?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I didn't even know that. For real?
You didn't know that?
No.
I knew that. One point to me.
Wow, breaking news.
If you would have read... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm interrupting you. You go.
If you would have read Busy's... little team article get to know you. Yeah, he put it in there.
I'm fired that Jiggy doesn't read articles.
Yeah, dude, I've read a lot of them lately, but early on, not really.
He just see to win Super Bowls and go home. I get it.
Oh, dude. Yo, so we work in a box truck. We deliver food at a food bank in a box truck. What do you guys think of this problem solving real quick today? And you can be honest. This isn't for points. The guy didn't put the pallets in very far, and then I put this cart in, right? And the door goes down, like, and everything fits like a glove, and it's fine. And then we drive, like, 2 hours, and we go to open this door. This door would not go up, bro. And the kid I was rolling with was he's a college, he's like a guard or a center or something. He's like a backup now. But he's pretty yoked. And we're just giving this door everything we have, and it just won't go up. And I was like, all right, get in, put your seatbelt on. And we went and we found a hill, and I just drove down the hill and I stomped on the brakes, dude. And I slid the pallets, and then we were able to get the door up. You guys think that was pretty good or pretty stupid?
I think that was great. You did a great job.
I agree.
I told my boss, he said, modern problems need modern solutions. That's all he said. So I was like, cool. But anywho, enough of that gibberish. Jared, you start us off. Top three players of the cycle.
Do they have to be EA Gen or are they everybody?
Ah, it's whatever you want. It's your world.
Kyle Hamilton's number one. The interceptions are crazy.
Are you serious?
You can tell he's played these games before. He knows to go with your
player. Yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm taking that one off the board. Go ahead and give me my points. I don't even need another two. And then I'll go with Joey Bosa. And you know what? Give me Cheeks. The most impressive one out of all of them. Give me Cheeks.
Just because the name?
Jared says, I want Cheeks.
Well, on the Broncos, too. Give me them Cheeks.
All right. Jiggy, who are you taking?
So Bosa was definitely going to be mine. But anywho, I'll go with the Church and Baldwin connection, both of them. They've had a great cycle. I guess to replace Bosa, I'll go with Luke Owens. He's been a freak in the receiving game and on the kickoffs.
And then Revival, who you taking?
I'm going with Joey Bosa. And then my other two picks are kind of, I don't know, I guess you can call them safe picks, but I'm going with Kyler Murray just because he was a dual threat.
Passing.
Are you just going down the package roster?
And Witherspoon. Another dual threat quarterback.
I like it. Jameson Williams is an honorable mention for all three of us.
Super Bowl winners. Garrett, who's your three cheeks? Hamilton.
And Bosa.
And Bosa.
And Bosa. I'll give a revival three for the Super Bowls.
Okay, yeah, this game is fucking three rigged. Too.
No, DJ, I agree. Jiggy, you lead this one off. Also, the Hall of Fame thing is not working out on my iPad, so we'll save that one. We'll circle back to it next time. I do have a replacement question that's not XCFL related, and it's probably horrible. But anyways, Jiggy, best user resume. What's that?
Was that the work thing you said earlier?
Yeah. Best user resume from this cycle from a non-Super Bowl winner. Who you got?
I'm going Titans. He's had 3 conference championships appearance and 1 Super Bowl appearance. So that's why I went with Titans.
He didn't win one? Really?
Nope. Yeah, he's only been to one, and he played me.
Revival.
I've only been to one, and I played you, and I have a Super Bowl.
Well, you know, every dog has his day.
Revival, who you got?
I got the same pick. I picked Tosh. I feel like if you look at the XFL record books, I think he's like second or somewhere by the most Super Bowl wins in the XFL, you know, altogether, like in total. But I was shocked that he, you know, he didn't win. I think last Super Bowl kind of killed him, his morale. So I think like this time around when he lost, I think he lost to Jack, I believe. I'm just shocked because he's a really good user. So I was expecting him to at least win one.
And Jared, who you got?
I'm going to go with an OG, Hammer. Shout out for your boy. Nobody expected him to ever make a Super Bowl, and he did it, and he didn't even finish the cycle. Hammer had the most impressive resume.
Dude, I'm gonna agree with you. I like that pick. I didn't even think about him. I'm gonna give Jared the 3. Hammer going to a Super Bowl, even the first season, even with streaks, incredible.
Had a force win in there too.
There's a
still counts.
if you've been around with Hammer the whole time, it's still good. Jiggy, we'll give you the 2. You mentioned Tosh first, so just luck of the draw there. And then Revival gets the 1. Revival, you're leading off here. What was the worst contract? Oh, by the way, we're doing, if I can scroll this thing down, we're doing 8 questions. Someone gets eliminated, then there's a judge for the 9th question. So that's how we're doing this one. Revival, what's the worst contract of the cycle?
Worst contract of the cycle, I think I'm at a disadvantage because I've only been here for a year and a half. Oh, well, a season and a half. So, but I'm going to have to go with, based on what I've seen, was quarterback Joey Schwartz. He's like on a 5-year, $212 million deal. When he started off with the Chiefs, he was killing it. And then when he left the Chiefs, he just sort of declined. And if I had to have a backup, I would say right tackle Williams.
Oh, I was gonna say don't do the backup in case someone has him.
All right, but
that's a good pick. I like the Schwartz pick there. Jared, how do you feel about the Schwartz pick?
I thought Schwartz was fantastic when I traded him.
Did you sell him a lemon? I think you might have sold him a lemon.
He was great. He won a Super Bowl his rookie year. He was fantastic.
All right, who's your pick?
I'm going to go with the first free agency that we had through this cycle. I'm going to say Rob signing Mecole Hardman when he signed him a bag, and then I got him back like 2 years later because Rob only threw him the ball like 3 times.
Dang. Jiggy, where are we going?
I did that article last season about players, and I think it was Eric Weddle who had he was making over like 30 mil or something. So I don't know how a slow safety makes anywhere near that, but yeah, that's where I'm going.
Who signed him to that?
I don't know. I think he was on the Rams. one of their four owners or whatever.
Dang, that's crazy. I like the Weddle pick. I had no idea he was making $30 million. We'll do the three to Jiggy. JMO always says I'm a coward when I do this, but I like the other answers enough for both of you to get 2 points. That brings us back around to Jared. Who was the worst number one overall of the cycle?
I don't know. Saints had a few of them.
Is that just a guess?
Yeah, it's a toss-up at this point. I'm going to go with the quarterback. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
What team?
Was it Barwin? Was he the number one quarterback that was taken? I can't. It was him or the Saints guy. Rams quarterback Barwin.
Rams quarterback Barwin. Jiggy, where we at?
I was going to go him too because he was drafted. According to Neon, he was drafted at 75 overall. His current overall is 76. So I was going to go him. This is a hard one to pick another one with, to be honest.
You could just compound on Jared's pick. You could get more reasoning. Take his points.
Oh, better than he didn't? Okay. So, like I said, he's only been up one overall, so that's pretty sucky.
All right. Revival, who do you got?
I'm actually glad that he started switching and started going over to the Rams because my pick was actually the Saints quarterback, Blake Hoffman. He is the number one pick, courtesy of Riot, and he is absolutely garbage truck juice, and he's a waste of space.
All right.
I'll give you another one since Jiggy and I had the same one. We're going to go with Ben Holiday, the cornerback that was taken before Devin Elston by the Jags.
Ooh, when you frame it in that regard, that's tough.
That is tough.
I'm going to give everyone two there. No one really sold me. They gave me good picks, but they didn't give me the best reasoning. You know what I'm saying? Jiggy, you're leading us off on this one. The best number one overall of the cycle.
So I mentioned him earlier. Do what?
Oh, my bad. Nothing.
Okay. So I mentioned him earlier, but I'm going to go with Luke Owens. Nick kind of made that pick before we knew how valuable fast wide receivers are, but how also not valuable they are because there's a lot of them. But anyways, he built them up real well, and he's been the centerpiece of that offense all season, or all cycle.
Revival.
I was actually going to pick Luke Owens as well, but I don't know. I think Christopher Black, wasn't he a number one pick as well?
No, he was actually taken second.
I think it was Gore. Yeah, I think it was Gore, was it, right? It was number one pick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. All right.
I don't have my command center. I'm just on a phone.
I don't have mine either because, like I said, I picked him. I should have picked the backup answer. I would go with Gore. I think he was chosen as a first round pick, but I think he was like the second best corner in that draft. I would say Gore.
Jared, bring us on.
I'm gonna go with Ben Holiday as the best number one pick in the drafts. Because, I mean, yeah, Elston was taken that right after him, but he's still a stud. He's like an 85 overall at 25, 6'4". Like, he's still a beast.
Ben Holiday. I do like the Ben Holiday pick. He's more rare than Owens. Owens has had a fantastic career, though. This one's tough. I'll give Jared the three reluctantly. Oh, I just erased again. Why is it doing that? And then I'll give Jiggy the two because Owens definitely has had a better career. He's had a very impressive career. Back to you, Revival. So, like those memes, NFL memes always post where they build their perfect XFL quarterback and it's like pointing at the arm and it'll say Mahomes' arm and it'll say Lamar's legs. You could do a meme version where it's like a funny one. Or you could build the perfect quarterback. Whichever answer you want to go with here. You know, go for the serious or go for the laughs. Either one works.
So, let's see. We'll go with Josh Allen's arm. We'll go with Lamar Jackson's legs. How many body parts am I picking here?
Let's do like four.
All right, so arms, legs.
What other body parts?
We'll go with Patrick.
You could do art. You could do
art.
Knees. Okay. If someone's always hurt, you could do brains, like throwing terrible interception or never throws picks.
What or you could do like hurt.
Clutch. Yeah, I guess nobody.
Is this real life or is this XFL wise?
This is XFL. Who was your what was your third?
All right, so then if we're going XFL wise, I would say Josh Allen's arms. I would say Witherspoon's legs. I would say Patrick Mahomes' brain decision making.
Dang, on the Raiders. And, I like it.
And I would say I say Kyler Murray's heart for the game.
Kyler Murray's heart. I don't know. I don't even think Jiggy has any heart. He's given like Jokic press conferences where he's like, I don't even enjoy this. I'm just here to win and go home. I don't even care. who's next? Jared, let's hear it.
I'm going to go with Rob's downfield vision, J-Mo's decision making, Guac's scrambling ability.
Does he? And... Oh, he always loses yards, huh? What's your fourth one?
No, just three.
Just going three. All right, Jiggy, where are we going?
I'd go all of them, Kyler, if I could. But since I can't, I'll go with Kyler's decision making.
Dang. Conceited.
He had like 10 interceptions. Come on now.
No, you're fine. I'm kidding.
I don't want to go with his legs, too. But I'm going to go with Lamar. Lamar's legs. We'll go with
Lamar's over Witherspoon's?
Can I pick Witherspoon? He picked Witherspoon, so I didn't know if I needed to mix it up.
Nah, you're good. Whatever.
Okay, we'll go with Witherspoon. So, yeah, those two, Church's arm, and then let's go. It is kind of hard to have a fourth, isn't it? Let's go with Brad Fowler's face, because I think he has like a pretty nice like Eagin face, so we'll go with Fowler's face.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good,
selection. Based on looks. During Pride Month, no less. I respect it. Jared, you get 1 point. You failed the challenge there. You didn't do it. And then the other two get two. That's a tie. This one, even if you don't believe it, let's get some spicy takes. Like, if yours is taken, just make something up, but just sell us on it, all right? Revival, where's Nick going in the team draft?
Nick is going to...
Rival, wait, hold on. You already went. My bad. Jared.
I think. Wait, yeah.
I'm a horrible host.
I think Nick's going to go take the Seahawks. I think his inner commish and like good-heartedness when it comes down to how much content Busy's put out, he's not going to take Busy's team at the end. He's going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to take the Seahawks. I've been talking about it for years and never took them.
I don't know about that. I didn't mean to derail you. I'm sorry. You
done? No, that was it. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. Jiggy.
I kind of think the same thing he said, but I'll go with the Cardinals. Kind of the same thing. They got talent that he could trade. They got picks already, so kind of a good situation there.
And Revival, where's he going? Well, there's an easy answer here.
I think he's going to choose Chaos for the final time, you know, for the first time, I think. I think he's going to pick the Dolphins. And I only say he's going to pick the Dolphins because Busy played with them this cycle, and I think he went like 15-2 or something like that. He made the playoffs with them, and he's got to play with them. And I think he's going to take them. He's just going to create chaos. And, you know, I don't know. I think he's going to go that route.
I'm going to give Revival the +3 for the chaos. I like it. We'll give Jared 2, Jiggy 1. It's a close race here, fellas. It's a close race. It's, well, if these little tic-tacs or tally marks are right on my iPad here. Jared, you just went. Never mind. Jiggy, yeah, what Jiggy. Division falls first? Or, sorry, fills first, and why do you think that happens?
So, probably whatever Nick picks, that seems to be kind of what happens. So, I would say...
So, you're going NFC West? Correct. Okay. So, who could you see as the other teams?
Just throwing it out there. I could see Pride going Cardinals.
Okay.
I mean, the 49ers are good, so I'd expect them to go, like, top 15-ish. And then somebody else would probably take the Rams just to join a fun division. Well, I don't know. Pride's in there, so I don't know if it's a fun division, but...
Oh, dang. Shots fired. Points for that. Oh, we're going to get the show set up where I can click and just add points, and we don't have to do this, like, 3-2-1 stuff. Revival. What division fills first and why?
I'm gonna say it's going to be the AFC East. Nick's going to pick the Dolphins. And Rob's going to go the Bills. And Van is going to follow... Nick and Rob with the Jets, and someone's going to take the miserable Patriots. But I think that division will fill up first before any other division.
Do y'all think Van would actually follow Nick, or you think he'd like go somewhere else?
Yeah, I think he would. I don't think he'd be afraid of Nick like he is you, honestly. Well, I shouldn't say afraid. He already had to deal with you for a cycle, which is punishment enough. Jared, bring us home.
AFC East was where I was going, so
nobody cares. I'll say, we want originality.
I'll say NFC South. And I like the unis. I like the unis in that division. A lot of domes, and if it's not a dome, it's outside. Good weather, Tampa.
Give us your Carolina, pick NFC nice. South. How does it feel? Who goes where?
J-Mo goes Panthers, I go Falcons, you go Panthers, I go Falcons, J-Mo goes Tampa, and then, let's see, bring in Sean for the Saints.
Okay, I hate that pick, and I can see that happening. I'm going to give Revival the 3. I feel like that was a great pick. And I'm going to give Jiggy the 2 there. Give Jared the 1. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys were keeping score. But I have it currently as we got Jiggy coming in with 15. We got Jared coming in with 16. And we have Revival sitting at 17. So, Jiggy, you're the judge here. All right? You pick the winner.
Sounds good.
And you pick who's leading us off, because who knows? So, Jiggy, who's leading us off?
Revival.
Revival, you're leading us off. What team goes 32nd in the user draft, and why do you think that is?
I'm going to go with the Saints. The reason why I picked the Saints instead of the Titans is because I feel like someone is going to be silly enough to take Jiggy's team, and he's going to end up being the Titans out of there. And the Saints are just a horrible roster. I mean, they're just terrible. There's nothing good about them at all. Nowhere you look, like it's just a bad team. So yeah, I'm going with the Saints.
I can see that they do have a dome, which is important to some people. Like, if you did no content, maybe dome's a tiebreaker. But it's interesting you said if someone steals Jiggy's team and then Jiggy takes Titans out of spite to make their life hell, you don't think those other two AFC South teams would be chilling for a while? Well, Texans are gone to Nyree, we think. You think the Jags would be sitting there forever, though?
I think they'll be sitting a little bit longer because, again, I mean, if the only person I see that would have the balls to take the Colts would probably be Jack. And so if Jiggy follows suit and says, all right, I'm going to pick the Titans, I mean, I think people are going to be like kind of shying away from that division and like, you know, do you want to pick your poison? So
that's a division I would like to see. Is there any rumblings of this? That is a division I'd like to see.
Are you hiring? Are you considering taking the Titans if the Colts aren't there, Jimmy?
I'm gonna pass the pick and take the Titans. That
so
is correct.
The Titans would be picked if, well, I guess if either scenario happens where I'd pick
that's
the Jack over the Titans.
Your open threat to the league where you say if anyone takes Colts, I'm taking Titans.
I mean, yeah, that's the plan. If Jack goes AFC South and Nyree does, then I'll go AFC South.
Oh, that's a spicy division.
I would take the Jags in that situation. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Like, no, you wouldn't. Shut up.
I'll take Jags over time.
You get the third place schedule every season, third or fourth place schedule every season. That's fire. You can still make playoffs with that.
All right, Jared, close this out. Jiggy's got that Saints suitor. And now, Jared, what do you have for us? Not a good start.
And the winner is Revival. shit, man. Honestly, probably the Broncos. Like, if I don't know who else put them as their top team. It was like two people as their top five. That roster is ass. You think the Saints is bad, then you got the Broncos, and you got to play in the weather every time. If you do make the playoffs and you're a home field, it's always a shitty weather game. Broncos are in a pretty bad spot.
Jiggy, who do we got?
So, I didn't want to say Revival. I was going to say I stopped listening after you said somebody was going to take my team, but I'm just going to go with the Revival's answer.
Dang, no, Revival.
I didn't love it all, but.
All right, Revival, you get your 10 seconds of fame here, just like the ESPN show.
It's been a long time since winning anything. We've been used to losing. So to win something, it's an honor, and hopefully we'll take our continuous ways to Madden 24.
All right. Actually, I would have went with the Saints too. I like the Saints pick there. Jared, you're not wrong. Broncos are in a tough spot. They have Russell Wilson. But I will say,
Russell Wilson thing, and then on top of that, the three linemen that they signed to huge contracts, though, that's going to be like.
But when you think about one single redeeming piece, I feel like the Broncos have that in Surtain, and the Saints don't have anything, in my opinion. True.
I would agree with that. Like, there is redeeming parts to the Broncos. It was just the first one I could think of after the Saints.
Are you saying you would have went Saints? You were going to say Saints?
I would have went. Yeah, Saints would have been like number 32. The only reason somebody takes them before 32 is just because they like the division.
Bro, I watched you out to the home plate in T-ball, and I put the little ball in there for you, and I told you, you know, you could have said, oh, if Jack takes Colts and Jiggy takes Titans, I could see the Jags sitting there. But no, you wanted to lose. I can respect that, I guess.
Take the dive.
All right. You guys, that was a fun one. Super tightly contested. I don't know if we've ever had one that one. That was 2 points away from first to last going into the last question. Thank you guys for joining. You guys got anything?
Dallas, I'm good.
It was fun.
Go Colts.
Go Colts. All right, well, we'll see you guys. That will be it for me this week, but I would love to get another one of these going next week. I enjoy them. We need J-Mo back as our judge. I love the judge J-Mo banter.
Plus, yeah, I'll be around.
He grades harder. All right, well, that's it for this one. Thank you guys if you listened at all. Thank you if you made it this far, and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.